Hi there. The word for you today is know your enemy. In Romans 7 verse 23, the New Living Translation of the Bible, Paul writes, "There is another power within me that is at war with my mind." Today let's talk about the second enemy. Yesterday we talked about the enemy without, the culture, the influences that can hurt you. Today let's talk about the enemy within. Your old nature, you see, is like a fifth column. It's always looking for ways to sabotage you. It's the door through which Satan enters. You have two natures, an old one and a new one, and they're opposite, and they're always on a collision course. A great illustration of this can be found in the birth of Jacob and Esau. The Bible says Rebekah became pregnant with twins, but the two children struggled with each other in her womb. So she went to ask the Lord about it. "Why is this happening to me?" she asked, and the Lord told her, "The sons in your womb will become two nations. From the very beginning, the two nations will be rivals. One nation will be stronger than the other, and your older son will serve your younger son." Paul talks about his Dr. Jekyll nature and his Mr. Hyde nature. Romans 7:22, he says, "I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me." What's the answer? Starve your old nature and feed your new one. Again, Paul writes, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Now, when you think about that analogy, it means three things. Number one, you've got to regularly communicate with headquarters. How do you do that? Through prayer. Number two, you've got to read God's word to be sure you're obeying your commanding officer. And number three, you got to keep your spiritual morale high. And number four, you got to be sure not to get entangled with the wrong people or the wrong things. In other words, know your enemy.